the most typical method that the technicians are using in these labs is they get a sample in, whether it's a marijuana flower or an edible product or a body butter or something esoteric like that. They bathe it in a kind of a mild solution to extract the target ingredients, the target components that they're trying to measure. And then they run the solution through what's called a high-performance liquid chromatograph, kind of a scientific technical term for a machine that subjects a sample to a series of filters, essentially, and is able to really separate out all the different component parts, all the different cannabinoids in this case, the different chemical compounds in marijuana that people are interested in measuring for. A lab tech then essentially analyzes the results and gets back to the client. You know, they have to be a little bit creative. The lab tech who measured that cannabis-infused body butter told me that she basically had to subject it to a different solution at the beginning to get the target cannabinoids isolated than she would have for a cannabis flower or for an edible product. So there's an element of creativity to this.
Well, and they're probably on the bleeding edge of this. I mean, considering Colorado is the first in the country to legalize marijuana, and this is kind of part of the process. Have there been such laboratories, I guess, doing these kinds of tests before?
I think that this kind of testing has been going on for quite a while, and certainly the lab equipment that they're using is nothing new for scientists who are trying to isolate different chemical compounds in a given sample. But they're definitely getting to know the cannabis plant, I think, in ways that has not been done before. They're isolating all sorts of different things that in some cases people didn't know existed or that they didn't understand fully. The federal government, you know, the DEA has done quite a bit of testing and actually has a lot of the sort of standards for marijuana testing. And that's one interesting issue that these Colorado labs shared with me is that they're trying to get these standards and procedures from the DEA so that they can more accurately and more completely test for some of the more than 400 cannabinoids that are present in marijuana. But the DEA has been slow to give it to them because obviously marijuana is illegal under federal law. So they're not too keen to help push along Colorado's legal industry. So there's been this kind of testing before, certainly, but they're looking for a lot of new things.
What are the rules surrounding the testing for the retail marijuana businesses?
The two main entities, or the two main industries, I should say, subjected to this testing are the growers, the people actually cultivating marijuana flowers, and then the producers of edible products or marijuana concentrates. The retail shops themselves are actually not subject to the testing. The idea is that the producers have their products tested before they hit the shelves in the retail shops. For the edible producers, the people making cookies, brownies, candies, concentrates, things like that, they basically have to have a sample from every batch that they make tested. So you can imagine that they're giving these testing labs quite a bit of business.
So just three laboratories in the Denver area are testing all of these plants and edibles. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Right now, so there are three laboratories testing for what at the beginning of June was 273 marijuana cultivation facilities and 59 producers of edible infused marijuana products, which is kind of shocking in terms of obviously the ratio and the workload. I think there are a couple of factors behind the small number of labs so far. One is that the lab licensing and certification process is fairly arduous. There's a lot of paperwork. There are a lot of standards. There's basically a day-long state inspection that you have to go through in which state health officials look at everything from your testing procedures, your documentation, to the credentials of your scientists. There are, I should say, in addition to these three labs that are licensed and certified, there are four other labs that are licensed but just haven't been certified yet. So fairly soon, the number should grow to seven labs in the state. But still a fairly small number of labs testing for a lot of businesses. So at peak times, these guys are literally testing samples 24 hours a day to keep up with the growing demand for their services.
Wow. Well, Nelson, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Marcy. My pleasure.